Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the Blind Wave podcast every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right, Eric?
Yes.
How's everyone doing today?
I'm very good. How are you, Aaron?
What's going on?
It's like we're just greeting each other today.
Yeah, I haven't seen you all day.
It's not true. We've done stuff all day. You just don't pay attention to me.
What? I'm sorry.
Shows the one Jason subbed. Hey, already.
Welcome, guys. Glad everyone could make it.
Yes, indeed.
So how was everyone's week this past week? Good? Yeah? No? Nothing nothing amazing. You okay over there?
No.
I'm not.
Son had a basketball championship, St. Mary's. They won the championship. He was pretty valuable on defense. Can't speak much to his offense.
How is he height wise? Like, is he like a center or something like that? Is he like a
He plays underneath. He's like, I don't know. I think he's like the third tallest kid on the team out of like 20 kids.
When you said defense, I was like, I was wondering if he was like center or anything like that. Because I know we usually put the tall kids center.
Well, the tallest kid is taller than me. He's a coach's son. They're six.
Taller than you?
Yeah.
How old are these kids?
11.
I'm thinking of, 11, I'm thinking of
11,
bad boys
11,
too.
11 and 12. I was this tall when I was 11, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was taller.
Oh, when you were 11?
Yeah. Shrunk.
What?
Oh, I think they're taller than I am now. No. I'm like, well, you'd be about as tall as you are now, right?
It's such a shitty thing to say. It's like, well, I guess,
the
Eric.
Coach's son.
Stay out of it.
You know, the coach's son, this kid, I can't tell you how many rebounds he gets. And he's just so unathletic. Like, he just always grabs a ball and he just puts it up. Always misses. I can't tell you how many rebounds this kid gets. Like, it just, I swear, it's like a magnet. It falls in his hands. He can't jump, can't do anything. I'm always thinking, this motherfucker, if he could just understand how to use his body, start jumping. But yeah, I mean, But Malachi, he's good at defense, because defense is mostly just effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's good at that. Offense, he puts in the effort, but he's just not that good. At least not yet, so.
I never put in the effort when I played basketball.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, like, it's like, ah, shit, all right, they got the ball. I got to run back to the other side. And by the time I got there, we'd already finished, and I got to run back. And then like, I got to the point where I'm just fucking running back and forth. And what's the point? You know?
Yeah.
I always hated those moments. Yeah. To the point where I'm like, just fucking stay over there.
Well,
I'll be here when you come back.
I never jumped too much either until about eighth grade. Like, because I was just, you know, like I was tall, so I would just kind of reach for the ball. And then eighth grade, when like Gus and this guy named Stephen Huffman, they got as tall as me, I started jumping. In high school, I started actually working on my vertical jump to try to touch the rim and then be able to dunk like a tennis ball and then like eventually like a girl's ball, you know what I mean? And then alley-oop, if I can not dribble, I could dunk like a man's ball. So that was always pretty cool. But, you know, yeah, they won sixth grade, so that's pretty much a highlight of my week. It was pretty cool.
Good. All right.
Okay. Good
for them.
Yes. Good job, kids.
Winning is good, regardless of what they try to tell you.
As long as they learned is the most important thing.
Winning's better.
Well, that's Kobe Bryant would say, if we're not here to win, why we're here? You know what I mean? Maybe at this level, you know, want them to have a good time too, but, you know, ultimately I feel like...
To better them. Even if they lost, they should be bettering themselves, you know? The other team should.
I wouldn't feel better if I lost.
No, not that they are... Oh, I mean, never mind. Anyway. Eric, what'd you do this week? Anything?
No. I lost the things I tried. And
you lost some weight. That's good.
I tried not to, but no, not really. I feel like I did have one. Now I'm forgetting.
I always come
actually,
back.
Actually, it was kind of a funny thing, I guess. You know, Jancy, you know, we spent a lot of time and effort and money to get her car here and stuff. And then she hasn't been driving a whole lot. We usually drive together in my car. But when she first got here, I had to use her car to jump my truck because I got my truck. Like my I had my nephew take my truck. And just like it's a junker, just take it, you know. But the battery was dead, and to be able to move it, we need to jump it. And I couldn't use my car because the battery in my car is like all the way back. You can't even get to it, you know.
Really?
So I was like, hey, can I use your car? She's like, well, won't that ruin the battery? I'm like, well, it shouldn't. I've done it plenty of times. It doesn't ruin the battery. So we did it, and she said, you know, we got the truck out and everything, and she's like, I'm just worried about the battery. I'm like, hey, it'll be fine, you know, is what I said. But then she hadn't driven the car a lot, but 2 weeks ago, she went out in the morning to try to start it when it was really cold. To start it, and it just, it died, you know, and she looked at me like, you killed my battery. I'm like, no, you just haven't driven it for a while. It's cold. This happens sometimes. We'll try it again later.
Her car's used to the warm weather of California, right?
Yes, it is. And I also said that, you know, it's like, it happens. But it turns out that's like an absolute real thing. Because, you know, her battery, like, we had a guy, like, come out and look at the battery. He's like, oh, yeah, the batteries that they have in warmer climates are actually smaller batteries than you have in colder climates. Like, hers is rated for a certain amount, but that's not going to cut it here. Because when the way batteries work is those chemicals inside are constantly at war, you know? And if you have that happening too much in a warmer climate, your batteries fucking explode, you know? But because it's battling against different temperatures here, like, I just never knew that. I never knew that.
So in Alaska, they must be huge.
Yeah, maybe.
Russia.
But, like, I felt slightly vindicated. I'm like, yes, I didn't ruin her battery. It was whoever put the battery in, their fault, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, she had told the people before she moved her car that she was going to be, you know, moving to a colder climate. They just didn't fucking know either, I assume, because I had no idea that you had to have a certain kind of battery for a certain kind of weather.
Interesting, because it also gets hot here.
Oh, yeah, it does, but it never gets cold there.
Sure.
So it doesn't need to go that high.
Right.
And you don't need to have that, you know, like, batteries will last for 6-7 years, you mm-hmm. know? So, like, if it's hot for 8 months, it's not a big deal, you know? But if it's hot all the time for those 7 years, it's going to degrade a lot quicker, you know?
Interesting.
But I never fucking knew that. So
now we know.
Yeah, now you know.
The Blind Way podcast is educational. Mm.
Mm. I'm just glad that technically it wasn't my fault.
Because I've jumped cars before and stuff. I've never had an issue.
Never.
Now, yeah. I know, like, if you don't run a car for a while, you know, it can lose its charge and the alternator doesn't help, like,
yeah,
keep it
exactly.
charged and everything like that. Yeah. But, yeah.
No. But no, I mean, and it's one of those things where, like, you look it up and, like, well, this person says, yeah, it should be perfectly fine. But you have this person that says, like, nope, I didn't. It blew my battery up. And I'm just like, yeah. Well, who do you believe? You know, I don't know.
It's like looking up any medical advice on the internet.
Exactly. And the most, the craziest fringe stuff is always at the top because that's what people are like, oh, shit. They start clicking it, you know?
Yeah. There's also supposed to be a way of, like, the way you do it.
Yeah.
Like, and you also don't want to cross it. You know, you don't want to put the.
Of course.
You don't
want to
put this positive on this negative.
No, I mean, I've jumped hundreds of engines, you know, like in my lifetime, you know, whether it's a car or a tractor or, you know, something on the farm. So, like, I've never had the problem, but whenever that car didn't start that one day and then wouldn't start from then on because the battery had effectively died,
mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck, it's not the cold. It's got to be me, you know? But it was really the battery that was put in L.A.
We had to jump a car at WaveCon, too. It was, like, me and my buddy Wayne. I think it was Paula's car or something like that. And, like, it just wasn't starting, so we had to jump it and get it going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've jumped a few.
You ever been jumped?
No.
Never?
No.
Been jumped a few times? Been a part of quite a few jumpings.
Cars?
Yes.
Yeah, so that I guess that was my week that happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we had the Super Bowl this past Sunday.
Yeah.
I didn't watch. I had no stakes in or anything, but Melanie's family enjoys the Super Bowl, so they came over and we did Super Bowl stuff. And
gotcha.
We, like, made pizzas and halftime show. I watched that.
Do you have cable?
Huh?
Do you have cable?
No.
Where'd you watch it?
I watched it on, like, FoxSports.com.
Yeah, you can watch it on the internet.
I stream it
through. Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there's ads are there.
I guess so.
So, I mean, I was like, I got paid to watch this. They're already paying so much for ads. I'm going to watch these ads.
Yeah, everybody wants money.
So, yeah, I went to, like, FoxSports.com or something like that and Google Chromecast it to my TV.
Sweet.
So.
Okay. I haven't watched the Super Bowl proper in, like, a couple years.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's trickier than other times. But, I mean, for the most part, you can do it that way, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, watch that with them. That was fun.
My favorite part of the Super Bowl, before you move on, is not only Trump's tweet, but Shane's reaction to Trump's tweet when I read it to him.
Yeah?
About congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on a great game and fantastic comeback under immense pressure. We are proud of you in the great state of... Oh, no, that's not the right one. In the great state of Kansas, and in fact, the entire USA. So very well, our country is proud of you.
Yes. What was Shane's reaction?
I was like, is that fake?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have a way to really find out about that shit.
To be fair, Shane, Aaron did the same thing to me, and I also, like, what's the problem?
Yeah, he was like, what's wrong with it?
It's a Kansas City, isn't it, Kansas, dick?
Well, I know, but I knew that. What I'm saying, I thought
I didn't know that, honestly.
I thought that was a fake Trump tweet.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. 100% real. He deleted it afterwards.
I don't follow him on Twitter, so like.
Yeah. No, me either.
I do, so I can see the greatness of the crazy things he says.
Like, I know that fact. I just, while Aaron was reading it to me, I just didn't catch it. You know, I was like, well, what's that?
Yeah. Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in Missouri, I think, right? Kansas City?
The Chiefs are in Missouri. There is a Kansas City in Kansas, but the Chiefs don't play there.
Yeah. So it was just funny. It was just funny. And then, like, anyone else tweets that, you're like, you idiot, you'd be like this. But it's like, this is the president of America. He should know when he's going to tweet this stuff. You know, like, if anyone should know, he should.
The craziest thing is, like, there are a lot of, like, fake Trump accounts, like, there are satire sites and stuff. But any one of them that I read, if I saw that on the real Donald Trump thing, I would not second guess that it was real.
Yeah.
He goes ham, you know?
My favorite...
He's just at 3 a.m. He's a fucking... You know, he's all red and shit.
My favorite fake Twitter account that hasn't existed for a while is, like, Modern Day Seinfeld.
Modern Day Seinfeld. Yeah, the guy who ran that went on to become a writer somewhere.
Good for him.
I saw a thing where, like, Jerry is dating a reactor. Like, he starts dating a reactor, and then he's, like, you know... For some reason, she won't let him on his thing. Like, he's like, I'm a comic. And he's like trying to be like a entertaining guy, but he's not a good reactor. And then Kramer like starts doing it. And he's amazing at it. Gets famous.
That's funny.
But no, yeah, I love the modern day Seinfeld. It's not there anymore.
They stopped doing it.
Yeah, it's just not active. Yeah. Before I had Twitter, I was like Googling it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
But no, I mean, as far as Super Bowl, there's some pretty fun commercials and stuff they had. There's some good trailers and stuff that we reacted to, I think.
Yeah, I've only seen trailers. I haven't seen any of the commercials.
Now, there's a Bryan Cranston one that was kind of funny about Mountain Dew. There was a weird one that had... who was it? It was Jim from The Office. Was it John Krasinski?
John Krasinski.
And then there was Chris Evans in it. And then there was... who was it? Was it Leslie Knope? Or some... It was a chick who I think is from SNL.
Okay.
And they all just had like this Boston accent like... Hawk and a car kind of thing. And it was just kind of weird, but they were in it, and it was. I don't know. I liked it, and it was weird. I think that might have been who it was. Mm. I forget.
What did you think of the Groundhog Day one?
I love the Groundhog Day one. That one was the best one. I loved it. Bill Murray waking up and like, oh no! Really? And they even had fucking what's his name? Phil. It's
oh,
me.
That guy, the bald guy,
Ted, or I can't remember what his name is.
Yeah,
and, yeah. I swear, he still looks like he did then. Like,
well, he's been old and bald forever. It's like Steve Martin went white in his 20s. He just looks the same.
Yeah, so that was cool, too. And the halftime show was pretty good, I thought, too.
What about the Jason Momoa ad? Did you see that one?
I remember Jason Momoa ad. Mm. There was a Rick and Morty ad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It technically wasn't Rick and Morty. Which, actually, hang on.
He's gone.
Yeah,
he's gone, Jim.
Just a green flash.
Where's he going? Oh, there he is.
I want some of those right now.
Man, everything shook.
It did.
What's this?
The Rick and Morty ad.
Yeah.
Was for their Pringles that they have.
Oh.
And these are Pickle Rick Pringles.
There you go.
That's crazy.
I brought them so you guys could try them.
Are they pickled?
They're Pickle like Rick pickles. Pringles.
Okay.
Well, I love pickled.
Yeah. And this is a common misconception. I like pickles.
Eric hates pickles.
I like pickles.
It's a well-known fact.
I don't like pickles on sandwiches. Rick. I think that they are bite stealers.
I'll try it, but
I don't
like
the
pickles.
They steal
the taste. Mmm.
So.
Damn good.
I hate the way Pringles cans are shaped because it's so hard to get the last ones out.
It smells like a pickle.
It smells like. Smell it, Eric.
What? No.
It tastes like a McDonald's pickle.
It really does. It's exactly like a pickle.
There's like the ketchup-y.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. It's like I can taste the small onions.
Yeah.
I know, right?
I always ask for extra pickle, extra onion when I pretty much go get a cheeseburger anywhere. At a restaurant.
DeBaba got these. I think it was the Kofsky. Told her about them, and she went searching and found these.
Okay.
And then tried them, and she didn't really care for them. So I've been eating on them. But I was like, I gotta let the guys try these.
Yeah, she's in chat and said that you stole them.
I did.
Yeah,
you didn't enjoy these.
That shit tastes like a pickle. It's crazy.
But yeah, so their ad was about these Pringles. It was kind of funny. It was a funny ad.
I'm just thinking about pickle chips, and this is gross.
The idea they have is that there's like, I don't know how many of these there are, but you take them and you make groupings of like three of them, and you make different flavors.
They have like a hamburger version.
Oh,
like yeah. Bread. Like, I think you take like, there's like a, I don't know, like hamburger cheese and jalapeno, and you can make like a nacho one or something.
It's
you
like
know?
Doing the slushies at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Dude, we are just, humans are just so far up the food chain that we're just bored. You know? It's like, we're going to make a hamburger about Pringles. You know?
That was one of the things. That's was the trying, pickle. Trying the those. Pickle. And that was the one of the ads they had.
Is it called the a pickle Pringle? Pickles? I can't do it.
Prickles. Prickles.
I'm not sure what you're trying to do.
Trying to combine the two words
Pringle.
Into one.
Oh,
word.
I see.
So you got Pringle.
Pringle
got
Rick.
Pickles.
It's Pringle Rick.
So what do we call it?
Pringle Rick.
Pringles.
I feel like I'm going to turn it into a racial slur, so let's move on.
Let's do that. I love, I mean, when we watched Pickle Rick episode, I absolutely loved it, but I have to admit that every time it comes up, I think about like this, the cringy response it got, where like people went, like the fans went way too crazy with it. And like I think the like a lot of the like the creators themselves are like, let's not do that again, you know. But yeah. I love the episode so much; it's so good.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But it's one of those things that
I don't know anything about.
When a meme gets too popular, it gets bad.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I get that.
When your mom starts saying it.
Oh yeah.
when I know it.
Yeah, when he knows it.
Yeah. Exactly. Dude, when you discovered Neon Cat or whatever it was called like 2 months ago. You're just playing it. Like, I would hear it coming. Like, as like I would be in the morning, I'm putting videos up in the morning. And I hear, like, the door open. I hear it coming, you know? Like, God damn it. He's
still
late to that party.
Heard of it. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
It's like him with Tic Tacs.
Yes.
That was high school.
And Breath Mints.
I don't think I really
haven't discovered
anymore.
Tic Tac or Breath Mints until much later.
No, I meant in Seinfeld.
Oh.
Like, Elaine is having Tic Tacs or whatever, and it's driving the boss crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, besides Super Bowl, the other thing I did that was fun that I've never done before. So they're coming out with Pokemon Home here this month at some point.
What's that?
So Pokemon Home is basically going to be the new Pokemon Bank, which was a way of putting your DS game Pokemon into kind of a hub. This hub though is going to also offer like trading and storage of Pokemon. Like you can store like, I don't know what it is, like 6,000 Pokemon or something like that in it.
Okay.
You can transfer Pokemon from Pokemon Go into it.
Ooh.
You can transfer Pokemon from Pokemon Let's Go into it, and then you can also transfer them in and out of Sword and Shield. So you can take your Pokemon Go Pokemon, put them into Home, then take those Pokemon, essentially, if they're available in Sword and Shield, and transfer them into Sword or Shield, and then play with those Pokemon.
That's really cool.
At least that's the way it sounds. Now, with that...
Can you watch movies with your friends?
What? No. This isn't... No. PlayStation Home never did it, Rick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, they never did that either.
I was so sad about that. I really wanted that so badly. I was like, guys, we can just chill on PlayStation Home, watch movies at our house. It'd be great. And they never did it. Mm. And now PlayStation Home is dead. So,
oh, what a dream.
Yeah. But anyway, the thing I found out is that I can go back to my very first Pokemon game I ever played, Heart Gold. And I can take the Pokemon that I had in there that I made my team with, and I can transfer them all the way into Home.
It is crazy to me that's the first Pokemon game you've ever played.
I never had a console.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I had a console,
I mean, just
so.
How big of a fan you are, it's crazy to me.
Yeah, it was great. I love playing it. It was Gen 2, and I got to go into Gen 1 stuff. It was great.
Yeah,
it was,
but
one,
it was like,
one of the best ones I could have played.
It was Gen 2, like, again,
it
right?
It was Gen 4, Gen 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, so what I found out I had to do is you got to take your Pokemon from HeartGold, then you have to put them into either Black and White or Black and White 2.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to send them into the Pokemon Bank.
Uh-huh.
And then you can send them into Pokemon Home.
Okay.
And then you can transfer in and out of Sword and Shield. So okay. I'm like, okay, well, I have Heart Gold. I've never played Black and White 2.
Sure.
None of them. So I have a copy of White 2.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm going to do this. I want to get it done quickly. So I looked at strats of a speed run of White 2 and spent probably... over the course of last weekend, like 8 hours, beating all of Pokemon White 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was like the speed run of it that I looked at and stuff was like three and a half to 4 hours. So it was very quick, but much shorter than if I would have just played the game.
The way you are describing this sounds like a scam.
A scam?
It's like, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to transfer to here and here, and they won't get me. It's the way you're making it sound. So much work for the ultimate goal of having them all in...
I can
Pokemon
potentially
Sword and
get him in Sword and Shield. Yeah, like okay. My original team.
Yes.
That's what I'm most excited about.
So it's just about the team that you want, not necessarily like you want all of them.
Well, I had a lot of Pokemon in that.
Yeah.
But that'd be my first Pokemon game. I go, well, I gotta catch them all. I gotta get them all. And I've never caught them all. So every time I play a Pokemon game, I'm always like, I gotta catch all of them.
Yeah.
If there's more here, I gotta run around until I catch it, you know?
How much money do you guys spend to do all this?
Oh, no, it's like $14 for a year for Pokemon
Home.
Oh,
it's a subscription. Okay.
Yeah. You can do free, but it has limitations. Like, you can have only one trade going on at a time or something, and you only get like, you know, this many Pokemon boxes instead of, you know, all these Pokemon boxes kind of thing.
Dude, it's crazy how much Pokemon makes every year. I mean, Pokemon Go, just that.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
$1 billion
they
for
make
that
much?
Game. $1 billion for that game.
You sure they make that much?
Yeah.
Nintendo.
No. Niantic. Whatever they're called.
Oh,
oh
okay.
Yeah.
I thought, okay,
the Pokemon company. I mean, they had to pay for the license.
I look
shit.
At Nintendo earnings, I'm like, $1 billion on one game?
Are you referring to, like, the actual, like, Game Freak? Or are you referring to, like, Niantic that makes the
yeah.
Pokemon Go game? Or are
I'm
you
talking about
to...
revenue that Pokemon Go brought in, like, this okay. year. Look
how,
it up, Rick.
How much does Nintendo get of that? How much does Game Freak get of that?
Oh, fucking no. If it's fucking 5%, a lot of money.
Well, Game Freak, yeah, I mean, I think they own Pokemon, right?
Oh, well, there's a Pokemon
Nintendo.
Company.
Yeah, Pokemon Company. Game Freak makes the other games, and then Niantic made Pokemon Go. So I don't know what the ratio of any distributions would be.
Okay.
But anyway, I beat it all.
I'm pretty curious about
and
that.
And, like, I'd say I probably spent 6 to 8 hours
sure.
playing through it.
Okay.
But it was so... It was such a different feeling of playing through it, not trying to capture every Pokemon.
Yeah.
And, like, basically using, like, one or two Pokemon to be able to complete every gym and beat it and finish the game.
Yeah. According to the mobile analytics firm Sensor Tower, Pokemon Go had a record year in 2019, taking in an estimated $900 million through in-app purchases.
That's so close to $1 billion. That was from last year?
For 2019.
2019, gotcha.
How much did you say?
I said $1 billion. It was $900 million.
Now that is from a analytics firm, so it's hard to know the real number.
It's not an official number.
It's probably way fucking more.
Oh yeah, I forgot creep.
Everybody wanted to fucking hatch your eggs. Goddamn eggs. I hate those eggs.
I forgot about creatures being a part of like the Enterprise as well. Yeah, like in the early games, Aaron, it would say
boop boop boop.
Yeah, it would say creatures as well. So Nintendo, Game Freak, and creatures all own, they're all parent companies of the Pokemon Company. Which is basically just another company created to, like, you know, it's just like
just
they create
so
another
much,
LLC.
So much fucking
yeah.
money with all that stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So Pokemon,
it's like the most profitable franchise in the world, isn't it?
I don't know.
Pokemon is? What were you going to say, Rick? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that the pricing for Pokemon Home, it's $3 for 1 month,
Jesus.
$5 for three, $16 for 12.
Okay.
Which is slightly less than the price for a Nintendo Switch online subscription.
Mm. I saw somebody say that you can't switch from the old games without in the free model or something like that.
You can't transfer from the Pokemon Bank into Pokemon Home
yeah, right.
without paying.
Yep.
Eric, it looks like it makes well over $1 billion a year when you count Asia and North America.
Yeah, billions.
Outside of Asia, $3.5 billion.
I mean,
is
Pokemon
that
as a whole?
2017.
Is that money or is that unit sales?
Is that Pokemon as a whole or is that
Pokemon as a whole
Go?
With toys?
Okay, no, I was saying just the mobile app.
You're talking about Pokemon Go.
It was almost $900 million, you know? But yes, I mean, I think Pokemon is still like the highest franchise in the world when it comes to that stuff. It's crazy.
Oh, Phoenix,
because
right?
they got merchandise, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, that was one of my things on the weekend, was I wanted to try to get it so I can get my heart gold in there. So I was like, I'm going to use these strats and try to get through. And I had a few like hang-ups here and there, but
yeah.
it was fun like pushing through as fast as I could. So
as
I might,
fast as I can.
I'm kind of thinking about like trying it on a different game. I don't know which one I'd want to do, though.
Gotcha.
I've been watching some speedruns of things, and a lot of them have like RNG manipulation and like some glitches and stuff like that. I was like, well, I don't know if I can do the glitch ones. But maybe try the RNG manipulation stuff. But I don't know. It was kind of cool. It was fun. It was just a different feeling than like, got to capture all these Pokemon. I better make sure I evolve all these. Because even playing Sword and Shield now, I'm like, oh, well, I want to see all the Pokemon I have.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go through and evolve these as I play.
So the highest grossing media franchises.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to guess?
Pokemon number one.
All right. How much estimated?
Like a yearly? Yearly?
No, in total.
Oh, fucking, I don't know.
Like everything? Pokemon?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like, 60 billion.
95.
Okay. $95 billion.
It makes that much a year?
In total.
In total.
Oh, in total.
In total.
In total.
In total.
Okay. So what do you think number two is?
Company. This is what kind of company?
The media franchises.
Marvel?
This one's also Japanese.
Oh.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Bam!
That makes
yep.
sense.
$86 billion, and this is all estimated.
I know
stuff.
A ton of like pretty, you know, basic white girls who love that stuff. You know what I mean? Like my sister-in-law loves Hello Kitty, and she doesn't care about anime.
Yeah, and it's all over Japan. And
yeah,
number three is American.
Marvel.
It is Walt Disney.
Disney makes sense.
No, it's a franchise, a part of Walt Disney.
Oh, Star Wars?
Nope.
And it's not Marvel?
It's a younger audience.
Pixar?
You see it on everything that you buy that's like for infants or babies.
Everything that's babies.
Hell's Angels.
Caillou?
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, really? That much?
Winnie the Pooh's third?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if you go into any infant or section or whatever, Winnie the Pooh's over everything.
It's not in China anymore. Well, you know what happened there.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
The leader of China, like, there was a meme created that he looked like Winnie the Pooh. And they outlawed Winnie the Pooh in China. he was so mad. Like, we take it, you know? Disney's pissed off.
They were taking images of Winnie the Pooh to show as him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's like, yeah.
I've never heard that in my life. God, it's so funny.
What? Someone did that.
He just outlawed it.
Yeah, this is fucking gone.
That's funny.
Do you guys want to do the top 10 on these?
Yeah, top 10. By the way, I have to say, did you guys see the Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan? Not Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan. Winnie the Pooh movie?
No, I haven't.
Christopher Robin.
It's an adorable movie. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of Hook. It's like this guy who forgot who he was when he was younger, and then he gets back into it.
Who voices Pooh?
The guy.
Jim Cummings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Hondo.
Yeah.
Oh, bother.
I watched it when I was out of town. It's a good one.
Huh.
Yeah.
So number 4 and 5 are both Walt Disney related.
So Marvel?
No.
Star Wars.
Star Wars number 5.
Ah!
More than Marvel?
Yeah.
It makes sense. Star Wars is big. This is like just
earnings, and
right?
Star Wars has been since 1977.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and these are just earnings in general, right?
Yep, earnings in general.
Okay.
So what's number 4? Walt Disney.
Marvel. Street Sharks.
The thing you think of when you think of Walt Disney.
Mickey
Mouse.
Okay.
Mickey Mouse.
Yep. Mickey Mouse and Friends.
Man, Winnie the Pooh beats out Mickey Mouse. That's interesting.
Does, yeah.
And Winnie the Pooh beats out Star Wars. That's terrible.
Number 6 I'm going to give to you because I don't know what it is. It's this.
The hell is that shit?
I don't even know how to pronounce it. And Pan Man.
And Pan Man.
And Pan Man.
What the hell is Pan Man?
Superhero picture book from Japan.
Yep.
And Pan Man.
And Pan Man.
People going crazy in the chat. And Pan Man.
He inspired One Punch Man.
Huh.
Interesting. Number 7, I feel like, is kind of a cheat. It's several different Disney franchises put together.
Just like the princesses?
Yeah, the Disney princesses.
Okay.
That's kind of a cheat.
Well, fucking...
What's some princess you never heard of? Disney. Like some obscure one.
What do you mean obscure one? There's only like 8.
No, there's a bunch considered princesses now.
Well, then...
You could say, hey, I'm part of this. You know what I mean?
The Alien Queen is now, right?
No.
Oh, really?
I mean, she's owned by Disney, and she's a queen, so does that make her a princess?
No, it makes her a queen.
Oh, my gosh. She's not it.
Dang it.
Number 8, I feel like, is kind of a cheat, too. It's Jump Comics. Shonen Jump.
Oh, there's like all the Jump?
Yeah.
That's...
Number 9 is not a cheat, though.
Ooh, number 9. What haven't we gone over yet?
So we're leaving kind of the realm that we've been in.
We're going into video games.
We're going into video games.
Yeah. So, video games.
Mario.
Damn it.
Yep. Mario's number 9.
Well, we were in video games in the first part.
Mario's
in my
synonymous with video games, eh?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Number 10.
Let's get Mighty Ducks.
Sonic.
We're back to Walt Disney.
Damn it. Disney again?
You know what's good? That Mighty Ducks cartoon.
Disney Princess.
The one that you've kept guessing that hasn't been it yet.
Marvel.
DC.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Man, I'm good at this.
Why'd
game.
You say DC?
And then I'll just go through some of the others. 11 is Wizarding World, Harry Potter.
Okay,
makes sense.
12 is Spider-Man.
Oh, that's not in Marvel?
Dude, I love Harry Potter.
That's just fucking Sony,
it makes
probably.
That much on its own?
Yeah.
Doesn't include any of the Marvel Cinematic Universe stuff, it looks like.
Interesting.
13 is Batman.
Batman.
Yay.
14 is Gundam.
Oh, there you go, Shane. Hell yeah.
15 is Dragon Ball.
Dragon Sweet. Ball, huh?
Yeah, Dragon Ball.
Oh, hell yeah.
Rock the dragon, Shala. Dragon Ball.
Hey, 16 is Barbie.
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 That makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
17, oh baby, Fist of the North Star, which I can't
really?
Believe, but it is.
That's
Most of that money comes from Pachinko. And arcade machines.
Pachinko.
17 billion.
Hey, give me some of that.
So
don't
much.
Tip it. You're losing it.
There's so much grease.
Have you seen Along Came Polly?
Open it up.
Oh, my God.
That's the best part.
Yeah, he's like, Phil Seymour Hoffman. He's like, put on his pizza.
He's like drizzling it out of it onto his.
And finishing out the top 20, we have Cars.
Here, sit on top of that, Eric.
Yeah, okay. Cars.
Don't waste all the plates.
Pixar. Huh?
One Piece.
No, it's going to bend
One Piece.
No, it's not going to do anything.
And Toy Story.
Ugh.
So what's your guys'... ideal food for like a sports event, like the Super Bowl or.
But I mean, if I want to get my hands dirty, I'll make some hot dogs. Dude, I fucking love hot dogs.
Dude, what about aren't wings like supposed to be like sinatra?
I don't know. I mean,
or is that just what, like,
I like wings, but
is that just what advertising wants you to think?
Pizza is just sick.
Yes.
Stream is lagging.
No, Eric, you got up. You blocked
freezing and skipping.
I think there was something wrong with the Virginia server. I switched it to Chicago.
Really, that's my favorite Confederate state.
What?
It's my favorite Confederate state.
Why do you have a favorite Confederate state?
Was Virginia Confederate?
West Virginia was not.
Oh, I don't know.
I think West Virginia wasn't a Virginia was, right? Because West Virginia was around then, right? When did West Virginia become a state?
I'm not answering any of this.
When Virginia said, fuck it. They hated that part so much. They had a great West Virginia.
It's free real estate, somebody said. I don't know why it's funny. Shane is right.
About what?
I don't know. All right, I think we're all good now, everybody. All right,
good.
I think we're alone
good.
Now.
The only sporting events I watch anymore is sumo and professional wrestling, if that counts. And during sumo, I like to eat Japanese food.
Like what? Like sushi?
Like sushi or, I don't know, hibachi, yakisoba.
Does that just like get you in the mood more or what?
Yeah. I don't know. It's nice.
What do you eat during wrestling?
Well, I mean, last night we had spaghetti.
Spaghetti's always good.
And wrestling was on last night, so.
Why spaghetti?
I don't know.
I guess when I watch sports.
Like, it's like grappling?
When I watch sports, I'm always just eating what's for dinner. Yeah, I mean?
Yeah.
But if I'm with my friends, like watching something important, we're almost always at a bar eating like whatever food's there.
I guess I'm thinking of like.
But I would probably say pizza normally.
Yeah. I guess when you asked the original question, I was thinking of like. Concession food or something.
No, I meant more like if you're having a Super Bowl.
Like a party.
Party or something.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of dips. A lot of chips.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite dip?
I like taco dip. I like buffalo chicken dip.
Mm. Oh. Spinach artichoke, man.
Yeah, chicken dip.
Definitely. Those are my two. We always make, or Melanie probably does, but artichoke dip, spinach artichoke, and then chicken buffalo chicken dip.
I use like a sour cream and onion dip.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like French onion?
Dude.
Like
Bratton's potato.
Bratton's, baby.
Bratton's
yeah.
chip dip, bro.
Oh,
Bratton's chip dip. Let me tell you a story about Gus's dad. you guys know the story, but Bratton's chip dip. You know the crappy dip you buy at the store? I have to say I love, that medium cheese, what's it called, Eric?
Why is it me?
Tampico?
Is it a queso?
No. Actually, I don't prefer queso to this.
It's like the Fritos chip dip stuff?
Yeah. It's spicy, medium. Oh, my God.
It's like
so,
just cheesy?
Yeah. So good.
You were on Bratton's. What happened?
Yeah.
Bratton's chip dip.
Thought you were telling a story.
Something about
I'm just saying that's one of my favorite.
Okay.
All right.
I got to tell you the story.
What's that chip dip? No, the story I said you already knew.
Yeah, right? I know, but they don't, maybe.
Okay.
You got to tell people.
Okay. When Gus's dad lives out of town... So for he loves Bratton chip dip so much, like he'd come in town and get it, and like the story was our younger's he'd get it and not even tell Gus he's in town and just leave.
Just come get it.
But like Gus would go to like see his dad, you know what I mean, like at a hotel, like in the morning, and he'd get there and there'd be like chip dip like in a fridge, like a ton of it. He's like, when'd you get it? Oh, I got here yesterday. It's like he came here the day before to make sure he can stock up on this chip dip. And then he called his kids. It's kind of funny.
We need to have like a WaveCon event that's like Bratton's chip dip. Sponsored by. That's all you do. You just eat the chip dip and you say how good it is.
Sounds like a great event.
And you give Gus a dollar or something.
I thought you were gonna say a meet Gus event.
A meet Gus event?
Like you can go and you can meet Gus.
People got to meet him though.
We need to have like, yeah, it's like a little room, it's like real dark and it's just like a little light above Gus and you like sitting there and he's like, hey. And he's and they're like, hey, and then you have to leave.
We dressed it up like a fortune teller booth.
That's totally what he would do.
Listened to this. Okay, it was a duel of the fates, and for every lightsaber sound, they took it out and put in Owen Wilson's hey, hey, hey. It was like, it'd be funny if you did it with Gus.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe think of that.
Hey.
All right, well, I have some news items, some interesting Netflix shows.
I like Netflix shows.
One of which is set to enter production in June, according to the site DualShockers.com, a Resident Evil series.
For Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Live action or anime?
It better be Leon Kennedy, baby.
Well, some of the anime... All right, I've watched most of the live-action Resident Evil movies, and I've seen a lot of the Resident Evil animated movies, and the anime ones are better. But
definitely.
Yeah, no, I actually really like them.
Yeah, I do too. They're pretty good.
Looks like it's live action, shot primarily in Canada, I guess. Okay.
Damn it! I'm gonna imagine it's done.
I bit my tongue. It wasn't Canada. Sorry.
That's what I thought it was. No, fucking Canada.
I bit my tongue.
I'm gonna imagine it's gonna be like completely not based on movies or anything, but hopefully based on the games. Like, it'd be hopefully, cool to see how they do it, because the first movie of the Resident Evil series went way off of like what the games.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Like, right off the bat. And then they kept trying to, like, well, let's bring it back in. And it didn't work. You know?
No, it did not. Yeah. That could be a fun series. Like,
franchise got in a lot of trouble for not treating its safety conditions on set very well and getting a lot of stunt people hurt.
Resident Evil?
Mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear that. That's interesting.
Yeah. There was a stunt woman that sued, like, the producers. Unfortunately, we were just talking about this the other day. Unfortunately, what ends up happening is, to make a movie, they'll create a whole other company, put all that stuff on there, and then all liabilities on a company that no longer exists.
Right.
It's a legal way to do it, man. I was telling you guys before this meeting.
Yeah. The woman who did the stunt work for the main girl, like, lost a leg or an arm or something. Mm. Like, in a stunt gun wrong, and she just talked, they were, you know, she's bound together with other people that work on stunt teams and how they just, the conditions were not great on set.
She lost an arm, yeah, lost someone arm, said, yeah. Yeah. One thing, Rick, before you got more into that, I did want to say that me and Rick started streaming Gears of War 5.
We did.
Which, I love all those games, and this one's no exception. There was this incredibly funny and frustrating moment. So Rick and I have played all of them except, I think, the first one on hardcore. And there's a segment where we get separated, and there's this debris that falls on me. So there's these...
A helicopter
debris that falls on me, and Rick is in like a different building, right? And he has to fight his way to get to me and save me. And, like, while this is happening, there's these monsters with grenades on them running at me. these kamikaze zombies, basically, right? And I'm shooting and going, Rick, hurry! And when Rick gets to a certain point, no matter what happens, it triggers this event where this guy jumps on my back and starts beating me to death. I can't do anything until Rick runs in and rescues me.
No matter how long it takes me to get to that point, it always starts when I get to that point.
Yeah. So, like, Rick will, like, sprint there, and he kept getting to me, like, to me. And, like, before he pressed the button or before it registered the input, I would die, and we'd have to start over. It happened, like, three times, and I was, Rick! It doesn't sound as funny now when I explain it, but
it was so funny because I was laughing, and I was starting to tear up. And because I was tearing up, I couldn't see the game quite as well. So I was doing worse. So he kept dying earlier.
Sooner, yeah. Yeah, dude. It was a lot of fun. So, twitch.tv/blindwave on Tuesdays. Make sure you guys check that out. Gears of War 5, it's a lot of fun.
It's a particularly tough section because normally if you rush in Gears, you die. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all about staying behind cover and shooting things. But these are all just juveniles which just run up to you and claw out your face. So, like, there's nothing to cover from. They just swarm you. And so I have to get through all that while he is shooting those things trying to get at him.
Yeah.
But, like, there's nothing I can do to help him. There's nothing he can do to help me. And he had Jack, which is a useful ally, and I had some fuckwits who did nothing, wouldn't revive me.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a game.
No, like this game is just in terms of like level design and I think in character development, like 4 was a big jump in terms of like mature storytelling, I think. When like the first 3 are like these bros just shooting and saving the world, this action flick type game. But the 4th one, I thought, was a pretty deep game, and the 5th one looks like it's amped up a little bit, too.
And it's amazingly gorgeous as well.
Oh, it's
and not in a way that you would expect a Gears of War game to be gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the vistas in the opening part look like something out of Tomb Raider or Uncharted or something.
Yeah, they're beautiful and they're fun. And we're playing on split screen. It still looked really good.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Ah, shit.
What's that?
And make this YouTube video live about the podcast.
Make it live, Eric.
I will. I'm so sorry.
I was like, 234 viewers.
All right, so...
No.
Yeah, I would watch a Gears of War Netflix show.
In development forever. It's kind of in development hell, but from my understanding, they're still like trying to put it together.
Sounds like the Uncharted one. They've been talking about that forever.
And the Metal Gear one and...
Oh, man, Metal Gear. Metal Gear TV show would be crazy, wouldn't it? There could be so many twists and turns and things that happen and deaths and whatever else.
It had to be Japanese.
No.
I feel like it might have to be Japanese.
It happens in Alaska.
Well, but like, it's I would want Kojima to be involved, and he can't speak English.
Well, it's how what's cool is how this Japanese creator, how he's in love with like America. He's like in love with America and American movies. How he views us.
Yeah,
that's what's so cool about it.
Right.
But all the things I think, you know, when you get older that you love about Metal Gear, like these crazy twists, these ridiculous, convoluted, amazingly awesome story things. Like, I think it has to be a Japanese production, you know, in my opinion.
I don't know. Just take the game, someone direct it. Make a movie. Now, you already have the story. You just got to shoot it well.
Yeah, but you get that with so many American adaptations that are so much worse than the originals.
I'm not like, saying adapt it. Just do make that movie. Make that game a movie. Do that. And then make some cool action scenes in between. And there's already some good action scenes in that game.
Yeah, but
I wish it was that simple. The game, you know, it's 20 hours long, and there's so much of that's just a game.
And honestly, it's not Hideo's thing probably anymore, right? It's probably...
Oh, no, yeah, no, it's not his thing.
It's going to be owned by Konami. Mm-hmm. Konami should just sell the rights to make some money off that shit, you know, or you know, something. I'd be game for that. I think a TV show.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to have a Dragon Ball Evolution.
Well, no. Sure.
Dragon! You did that so many times yesterday, like, I legit thought about it last night.
I keep doing it. Like, I've been doing it for like a week.
I was playing with my puppy last night, and he like get up like this, and it looks like he was like, Dragon! Like, your voice is in my head.
Dragon!
Oh, fucking movie, yeah. I'd rather just no movies be made ever again.
Is that your option?
Yeah.
It's either that or no movies. I don't know. That was still fun to watch.
Apparently, the Resident Evil show is going to have 8 episodes in its first season.
I never played. Well, actually, I have played Resident Evil. I played at E3. Played that one thing. That's all I've ever played of Resident Evil.
Really?
I stood in that line for 6 hours to play a game, a remake of a game I never played.
But it's good.
Like I've watched like every video review, and I've seen a little bit of Aaron play. God, it looks so gorgeous and amazing. And I know, Aaron, it was your first time playing it ever.
Yeah, I never played Resident Evil 2, so, I mean...
You played 4 was your first, right?
Yes.
That's so good.
I think I might have dabbled with, like, one of the old ones, but I'm like, I can't get past these tank controls, and I never got very far in, like, 1 or something.
Mm-hmm.
God, so good.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, more about the series. Like, what character does it follow?
Like, does it follow Leon, Jill?
Yeah.
It'd be great if they did it in a way where it's not following a single character. But you know, like if it's a TV series, like you go back and forth, and you can see different points of views of what's happening, or
it could maybe, follow Joe and Leon and go back and forth.
Well, I mean, if you're going off the first one, you don't have Leon yet.
Oh yeah, you know? The first one, yeah.
But I mean, that's the other thing too, is that the time of those kind of jump around a bit too.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you could kind of follow some different ones, but you could jump between Jill and Barry of the first one. You know, like each episode alternates between which one you're seeing. It really depends on how they want to do it, but I could see.
According
some
to Deadline,
cool
the drama series will explore the dark inner workings of the Umbrella Corporation and the New World Order caused by the outbreak of the T virus. While the project is still in its early stages, the series is expected to incorporate all of Resident Evil's signature elements, including action sequences and Easter eggs.
Okay,
Easter eggs.
Okay,
I won't know until it comes out. I was excited for the first one, like the movies, but then as it kept going, I was like. Less and less excited each time.
I'll tell you what, as they just said, all right, we're our own thing, I kind of started liking them more and more. They started embracing their own, I guess, with their badness.
I think I only saw the first two.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I thought they started getting better and better. They just became these cool action movies that were very self-aware of, like, hey, we're not this, we're not that.
True. Yeah. I did enjoy whenever...
kind of like a...
When they brought Leon in.
Fuck.
Right? Isn't that who that... Was it Chris? Who did Schofield play?
I thought he played Leon.
Was it Leon? I can't remember who he played. But he showed up. Michael Schofield.
Wentworth Miller?
Wentworth Miller.
Oh, okay.
He was in like the fourth movie. I don't know. It was like third or fourth. One of them they brought in Claire. And then they brought in, I think it was Leon. Maybe it was Chris. I can't remember.
No,
I think he was
resident.
Leon. He didn't talk like that.
Damn it.
But yeah, it was, I enjoyed him being
there.
In
are
it.
No strings on me.
All right, next thing I have is...
I don't watch Prison Break. Damn it.
Yeah.
Kathleen Kennedy confirms Harrison Ford still returning for Indiana Jones 5.
Yep. Ooh. Okay.
I did read that.
I love those movies, so...
How's that work?
Kathleen Kennedy?
We've already had, like, Old Man Indy, you know?
It's not a reboot, it's a continuation.
You know, what Harrison Ford said, no one can play the character after me, I'm done. he said, like, no one else can be Indiana Jones. Is he just saying, like, I'm so synonymous with it?
But not Han Solo?
He's got to be careful with that.
I'm sure he feels the same way about Han.
He's got to be careful with that, because fucking Disney will take his soul and make him do it forever.
He'll take his likeness, yeah.
I mean, that's how Melanie felt about the Solo movie. She, it was okay, but he wasn't Harrison Ford. And I was like, I mean, I guess not, but Harrison Ford's old, and this was a young Han Solo, and...
Yeah, he was so good.
I thought he did a good job.
Fantastic job.
Oh, no. Yeah, he was definitely good, yeah. And one reason why is because Lawrence Kasdan wrote it, too. Yeah, you know I mean, I know the movie's in production hell for a while, but he wrote Empire and...
And his son.
I know his son and Lawrence are, I'm pretty sure they're doing the new indie as well. And then Lawrence says he's done. And he's going to do it, but his son will still be involved, yeah.
I honestly, I have a few problems with Solo.
John Kasdan, yeah.
But all his performance was like shining for that.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah, like... So many great moments, and that. But it's when you find out some of the things that they wanted to do, and when they basically rebooted the movie with Ron Howard, they made this guy who was a CG character into just some fucking normal guy.
Dryden.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. I mean, because it's just not as epic in some ways.
Yeah, but I like that. I mean, fucking, not every story needs to be epic, you know?
Yeah, true.
Like,
yeah.
There's so many great stories that are small and contained.
Well, I don't mean to say epic. I can anticlimactic.
I didn't think it was. I mean, I love that. That story ended in the fucking dude's office, you know? Like, I don't know. There was something great
about
that.
That action could have been better, I thought. And
I don't know.
And
I don't think it needed to be. I think if you need something like that, go play a different...
Like, Envy's Nest, they were underwhelming to me, honestly.
Really?
When she took off her helmet, it was obviously not the same person, I thought, yeah.
You mean, like, proportion? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I never thought that.
I mean, that's the case for every mask reveal ever.
Well, she looked shorter. Like much.
No, it was. No, man, it was perfect.
Oh, no.
It was the same exact proportions.
I didn't. I was. Whenever she took it off, I was like, "That's not her."
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, the thing I liked is that it's this guy who's down on his luck, who's trying to get by, and he just gets caught. You know, that's like his whole thing. It's not like a giant Jedi battle between two brothers. You know?
Yeah,
it's definitely
that.
A different.
But, I mean, thing. I love Rogue One. I think Rogue One's much, much, much better, personally.
I mean, the only two things I have about Solo is I don't like how he got his last name, and the movie is just too dark. Like, it visually,
it's dark.
It
yeah.
needs to be brightened. But I'll go to bat on any other thing against anyone ever. Come at me. Okay. So we'll save this for the Star Wars podcast and bring a shovel because you're gonna get buried.
Yeah.
Well, that was a funny one.
I'm surprised Indiana Jones 4 made money. That disappoints me.
Made a lot of money.
What? Yeah, it made a lot
it's
of
a real
money.
Shame.
I had fun watching that movie.
You didn't have any fun watching that movie?
No, I didn't.
I had Rick fun watching that movie. Was it bad?
I didn't even have fun like in my normal The Room fun watching that movie. Maybe I would now.
There are only a few elements I didn't really like. I loved Harrison Ford.
Watch it with us. Yeah. You'd have a lot of fun.
I've only seen it once.
Yeah.
I still might like it more in a second movie.
I love the second movie.
I will say, there's moments where I'm watching, like, this is ridiculous. But then there's also moments I'm like, this is fun. It's Indiana Jones right here.
Well, when I watched some of the stuff in the old ones, I was like, well, there's plenty of moments here that are fantastical, like them going over the waterfall and shit. And you know what I mean? And they don't even get wet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was like, well, the fridge didn't bother me that much.
What waterfall?
They're on a raft after they jump out of a plane. They go down a mountain on a sled.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say Empire, but Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom. No, that movie is one giant chase.
Yeah, and I love that movie, too. Yeah.
That one's way more of a pulp, like, comic than the other two for me.
Yeah.
You know? Plus, doesn't it, like, officially take place before the first movie?
Yeah,
first
so movie? It's two, it three, then... Yeah. Two, one, and three, yeah.
Young Indiana Jones before all that, though.
Yeah, with River Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well.
No, the actual series.
The TV show.
Right? The TV show, yeah, my bad.
Because where does the beginning of Crusades start? Isn't that before that?
That would be before that.
Yeah, so you got to take that, and then 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 that.
True. All right. Next news item.
And that was a young Indiana Jones right there. No one complained. Well, maybe someone did. I don't know. I wasn't around when. I don't remember it when it came out.
There was no internet, and people didn't complain before the internet.
True, because they would have to be accountable for their complaints, you know?
They'd have to be judged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd have to look someone in their eye and be that way.
Yeah. It made people really used to not getting punched in the mouth or saying whatever the hell they wanted. Yeah, so.
Sam Raimi in talks to direct Doctor Strange 2.
Doctor Strange 2, yeah.
Exclusive
the
variety.
Multiverse of Madness?
Yep, the Multiverse of Madness.
What happened to the original director?
Creative differences. Yeah. He wanted to do something with the story that...
So he's replacing the original director who had departed from the project due to creative differences, but Scott Derrickson is still remaining as an executive producer.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. Sam Raimi. Okay. Well, I mean, that could be cool.
Yeah, what's he done?
Have him return to the,
what?
The Marvel fold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I love Evil Dead. I've only seen the first Spider-Man, but I really liked it.
Dude, you need to see the second one.
I know.
I feel like if you're looking at the critically acclaimed kind of things, I mean, what the internet says, most people like Spider-Man 2 over the trilogy.
Yeah.
I know that we watched 3.
It's only the case for the video game.
But yeah, I've heard Spider-Man 2, the game, is better than the first one.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love that first one, man.
3 was just overall, like...
I just like Doc
too
Ock.
Busy. It was too busy.
Oh, yeah. 3 was, for sure.
I've seen the dance scene from 3.
That's fun.
Like 1,000 times.
It's great.
Yeah.
I don't have a...
Rent? Oh, that guy... Someone's trying to get his rent.
He has that one girl just making him cookies.
Yeah, poor sad girl.
But yeah, I mean, Sam Raimi, like you poking me. A good director. Interesting to see what he does with Doctor Strange. Like, Drag Me to Hell kind of has some Doctor Strange's elements where it's like messing with reality.
Yeah. Mm.
He does that a little with Evil Dead as well, but those are obviously much older.
Was he doing the new Evil Dead show?
The television show?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I heard that was amazing.
You know, it'd be fucking crazy.
He could
crazy.
Have been a producer, but I don't think he'd be doing, like, directing or anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he wasn't directing.
If Sam is directing the multiverse of mayhem, he can go into the multiverse and bring back...
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker.
He could.
And he can be wearing sweatpants and eating pizza.
Yeah, sure. Do that now. I'm literally wearing sweatpants and eating pizza.
You're not Spider-Man, though.
Yeah.
I want to see what Tobey Maguire looks like now.
Now?
You give him a year, I think.
Yeah, you're just inviting judgment.
Yeah. What does he look like now?
He
can't be Spider-Man.
He can't beat what he used to look like.
Well,
it's impossible.
What was it?
He still looks fine.
In the Morbius? Mobius. Morbius? Mobius.
Morbius.
Morbius. Mobius.
Mobius.
Mobius is something too.
I can't stand you saying those two words.
Mobius.
Anyway, in the Morbius trailer, we saw what looked to be a Tobey Maguire Spider-Man outfit. So it'd be cool if they had some kind of weird multiversity thing that they're going to bring in, do all this stuff. Freaking Tobey Maguire, Peter Parker gets arrested instead of.
I heard that was a screenshot of the Sam suit from the PS4 Spider-Man.
Oh, that would make sense. Shane, stop.
Mobius.
I don't know. Mobius is something. I can't think of what it is. It might be a Doctor Who thing that we watched at some point, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
When you're doing the impression of, like, when Aaron, we're playing D&D and Aaron had to turn into a rat.
Yeah.
When you're lowering the rope.
I mean, there's such thing as a Mobius strip.
No, it's not that. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
But yeah, interesting. That's probably the movie I'm maybe the most excited for, because Doctor Strange is my favorite of the Marvel movies.
Oh, sure. It's so good, yeah.
So I am super curious to see what that's going to look like.
I'm really curious to see what the what the scale and production quality of the Marvel streaming things are going to be. Because Mandalorian just blew me away at its production quality.
Mm-hmm. The what?
Like production quality?
The streaming?
The streaming video. Yeah, the streaming series. You know, Captain, America, Winter Soldier, that stuff. Like, I wonder what the quality is going to be. Especially when they get to, like, She-Hulk. Like, is it going to be a digital character? And that's a lot of money, you know? Or are they gonna do makeup? Like, what are they gonna do for that? I'm really interested in that.
I mean, they spent a lot of money on that Yoda puppet.
Yeah, they did.
It was like a lot, right?
But you make it, and there's your puppet.
Until it gets destroyed by the one comedian on the speeder bike.
Was punching him, yeah.
Yeah.
Do what?
So, like, you remember in the last episode when he was in a bag, he was getting punched?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I see Andy Sudeikis. And
I thought you meant, like, a real guy who was, like, destroying it on a motorcycle or something.
No, but he had a story about how they had the hero puppet in there, and he fucking hit it. And they're like, whoa, hey, whoa. You know? Don't hit it that hard. Yeah. You know how much this cost?
Yeah, it was
like billions, what? Right?
No,
no,
like, no, billions.
Was,
come
was,
on
was,
now,
was it fucking Pokemon.
It was you or Eric who was talking about the Yoda thing. You guys talking about the Yoda doll that's gonna be like
no one said billion.
That's gonna be $300, and then someone else was like, yeah, they spent like billions on that doll.
No, it's like
it's 2 million or 5 million or something.
Yeah,
I always quote like Eric or Rick, and then you guys are like no, and I'm like what?
5 million.
You would have said Calvin. I'm like, oh, he definitely said that.
No, I would never quote Calvin.
Didn't they genetically engineered it?
I quote them because I assume that they're talking about something they know.
Well, I told Rick the story, and I looked it up when I did it, so, yeah.
5 million.
5 million, yeah.
And Bubba saying,
I imagine,
you know,
that's also R&D as well, not just
sure.
Making it, right?
I
because
get
I'll
you,
tell
but,
you what, that
but,
fucking
no, yeah.
$200 reproduction looks exactly like it.
You know, but it's a move. It's got a move.
No, but did Jim Henson's Ninja Turtles didn't cost that much for each one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you put a man in there.
But well, sometimes they had dead eyes and weird teeth.
So, I mean,
what about Splinter?
Splinter's... how much money you put on a life? Because there's a life inside there to make it work. They're worth billions.
What are you talking about? They're just controlling his face as puppetry.
Well, yeah, but like...
he's in a force.
In terms of puppetry, there's a difference between like making that puppet look and breathe and move real and putting a human person in a costume. Because yeah. They can make things naturally work, you know?
Yeah,
well, yeah, but three people controlled Splinter's face.
Sure. But there's a person... in it.
Yeah, but the thing that makes Splinter look good is you look at him, you look at the greatly underrated Ninja Turtles in concert. You look at that Splinter with just a guy to costume, no face.
Sure.
Movement. Yeah. Night and day.
No, I get you.
Yeah.
You know what's night and day? Splinter in movie one, Splinter in movie three.
Oh, yeah.
That's night and day.
That's tough, man.
Yeah. When he put that hat on, he's like, hey.
He had a rough couple years.
Dude, we need to commentate those movies. Those movies are so fun.
I love three, but
fucking
being older, I realize like how bad the costumes look. Yeah, the costumes in one to me, I thought looked better than two.
Well, it's just the cinematography is better in one. It's just they're lit better. You know, the way you make that stuff look real is light it better. You know,
what in the Turtles?
Yeah, you gotta wet them down. You gotta light them up. You gotta darken them up.
Turtles 2 is my favorite.
Yeah,
I mean, I love
Turtles 2.
Yeah, I love them all.
I love four. I love everything. I love it all.
The fourth one is great.
I have fun with one, except when they go to the barn, farm. It gets so slow, and I get bored.
What?
It's mostly charged, though.
That's when they have to climb out of the pit, man. Yeah. At their end, they lost their father. Raph is in a fucking bathtub. Leo's watching after him. That little Abel's drawing him. That little redhead boy's taking the drawings. Shredder takes it out.
Keep going.
He says, "Our back," and then Tatsu walks away.
When Aaron finally watches the Rocky movies, he's going to hate 1 and 2, and he's going to love 3, 4, and 5.
That's what's going to happen. Dude. I don't know if I'm supposed to watch them now or wait for the reactions or what I'm doing anymore. They're sitting at home right now. I'm like, I watch these or do I wait?
I remember fucking Splinter's like coming out of the fire.
Yeah, I fucking cry. Cry as an adult now watching what I did now.
Out of the fire.
Yeah.
Man, have you even seen the first one?
Not for a long time. I watched two a lot.
They're in the woods.
I don't remember as much.
Remember they're playing board games, and then they come in.
In the little, seance.
Yeah. Okay. We know Leo. We all think he's alive. I don't think. I know. And they do the fire thing.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
And fucking Mikey's crying. Don's consoling him. What's so cool about that movie is, like you can see the relationships with the brothers so well. Mike and Don got more of a bromance than the other two. Yeah, you know I mean? And then Raph and Leo have this bromance antagonistic relationship. And one thing that's so great about the fourth one is that as well. Yeah, you know I mean,
I love in the first one, there's that one moment when they're in April's apartment or whatever, and watching a cartoon. It's like, come on, fucking beat this rabbit, come on! They're
ninja kick the damn rabbit.
Yeah,
do something.
Because the rabbit.
You gotta go right by him.
I love that. I was like, what the hell? So funny.
So vote for that in the commentaries. Yeah. I think I took it off at one point.
Put it back in.
I love, what's it, April's boss's name? I mean, no, the police chief. What's his name?
Oh, fuck.
Chief Stearns.
Chief Stearns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides busting my chops.
O'Neill, get in here.
He's we need that, to take like
a hard New York accent.
We need to take a 2-week audible where we just pick the movie for the commentary. I'd probably pick Turtles. I'd probably pick Tombstone.
Yeah.
We don't want them.
It's a freebie.
No, we just come here on a weekend and do it.
Yeah, we still got to be released. People be
put in the middle.
No, I can't put in the middle.
We double drop movie commentaries.
Right? Flip it.
I'd want to do Hook, too, though. Hook is would be a good commentary.
Hook is so fucking good.
We need a commentary where all we do is just quote the whole movie. Like, we assign each other roles.
I used to be
Calvin's like, always fucking it up.
I used to be able to quote the entire Dumb and Dumber movie the whole way through.
Oh yeah. My God, Dumb and Dumber.
The whole thing.
From the beginning. I love Dumb and Dumber. I watch it so much with my parents.
Footlong, come get your footlong.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah. Oh, man.
We called it a bullshit.
Because you were always talking about Red Right Hand.
Yeah, he must work out.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if you like it as an adult, honestly.
Oh, no. Come on.
Seabass, right?
Yeah.
It's still fun.
Every time that we go to town to a convention, I say, what is the soup du jour? That's the soup of the day. That sounds good. I'll have that. I do the sea bass thing.
He does that.
And Rick laughs. He doesn't know how he's laughing.
I've been there before, and he'll look at like the person taking our order or whatever. He's like, sea bass said he'd cover our order.
The sea bass and he
I'm doing real serious.
And then
they offer to pick up our check.
Yeah, and they'll be like,
they were very nice. Sea bass said that. And that guy at the table over there, sea bass.
Yes, you're quoting the movie. Shane will fucking say, sea bass said he's gonna take care of our order to the lady or man or whoever it is across, and they'll look at him and be like, who? They like look around. They'd be like, oh, okay, never mind.
No, sometimes they get it. They go Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
Yeah, they don't get it, they won't get tipped.
That's the test.
You gotta look around and hope some guy's going. You know?
Such a good. It's a fun movie, though. I liked it much better than the prequel and the sequel.
Yeah, the prequel wasn't any good. I thought the sequel was pretty good.
But
the first one's better.
It was okay. But it wasn't just you can't do that again, you know? Just the way they did it.
Yeah. No,
when they did it.
But I thought
Blazing Saddles.
Mm. Yeah.
Tombstone.
Can't do it again. But thank God we have it.
I keep thinking of Kurt Russell's mustache and Tombstone.
I love Blazing Saddles.
Oh yeah, my cousin Jamie's in the chat. He's the one had my brother introduce me to that movie. So my
Blazing Saddles?
No, Dumb and Dumber.
Ah.
So I used to go to his house, and we'd literally watch it and rewind and watch it again all day. It was like on loop.
I can't believe you've never seen Dumb and Dumber.
Mm. God,
I mean, of all of the, I can't believe you haven't seen that. That's up there for
That's
me.
That's the one?
Yeah.
I've seen a number of Jim Carrey's movies, but not that one.
What we had the other day, we were in whatever Doctor Who, whatever it was, and you guys were like, Shane, I'm quoting things. I hadn't seen like five movies, but that's the one you're like, I can't believe that one.
Sometimes the way you deny... Like well, you haven't seen it? You're like, no. You say it in a way like, no one's ever seen it. Talking about Oscar award-winning movies. Gladiator.
What's that?
Makes me feel bad for having seen it.
Aaron's real good at making you feel bad for nothing. Isn't he? Yeah, he just makes you feel like shit for...
Aaron should have been a judge.
He judges every day.
Sit there, judge everyone.
A hammer would be great.
Yeah.
The gavel.
Yeah. Get that. Mine be broken. I'd be hitting all the time. Order! Breath. I just have to reach in the back, grab my basket of gavels.
Dude, like, I had a friend who lived, like, by the Rocky Mountains. So every time he posts that shit on his Instagram, me and my other friends from high school will be like, we thought the Rocky Mountains would be a little rockier than this. John Denver's full of shit, man. So it was like in all his pictures. And he moved. He'd be like, God damn it.
No, we're never going to get that again.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rick, you need to watch it.
The Headless Gamer says Dumb and Dumber is like top 5 comedy. Do you guys think it's top 5 comedy? If not, what do you think some of the best comedies?
That's my cousin. Like, it's so much more than a comedy to me.
It's a comedy.
If that makes sense.
But it is comedy.
I mean...
Dude, I don't know. Two of my favorite comedies...
I might have to say it's a top 5, yeah.
Two of my favorite comedies are probably that and also Liar Liar.
Liar Liar.
I do love Liar Liar. I used to quote that all the time, too.
My favorite might be Major League.
I like Major
League. I love Major League.
I don't remember it. I'm pretty sure I've seen it, or at least parts of it.
Ghostbusters. If Ghostbusters
I love
counts.
Ghostbusters. I love it as a movie, though. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, is Ghostbusters funny?
Yeah.
Because there are funny parts, but I just love the movie, you know? Mm-hmm. But
it's a comedy, but they did the other stuff so well that you're like, and it's a
Well, it's the same thing with,
scary
like,
thing.
Hot Fuzz or Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. You mentioned Blazing Saddles. I love Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles is really good.
I
haven't seen that.
Really?
Mm.
You haven't seen Blazing Saddles?
No. Gosh, I'm sorry. He's so good at judging me.
I love Talladega Nights.
Oh.
No, that is so
that
fucking
one is
funny.
So good, man.
I love
funny.
Anchorman, dude.
I mean, I like Anchorman.
Step Brothers, dude.
I like Step Brothers more
than Talladega.
Really?
I think I do.
Not for me. I mean, I don't think it's bad. But I like the culture they captured in the one, whereas the other one, I'm like, some of this shit's unbelievable. You know, the goddamn Catalina wine mix or whatever.
Catalina wine mixer.
They start saying that stuff too much. And I'm like, hey, I don't buy it, you know?
Nobody says, why are you all sweaty? It's watching Cops. Somebody says, I knew you were lying. Cops doesn't come on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. That's so funny.
I don't know. The other guys, one of the other guys.
You ain't first, you're last. Mm. Hell, I was high when I said that, Ricky. Hell, you could be second, third. Hell, you could be fourth.
You could be fourth, Rick.
I based my life off that philosophy.
I haven't seen
Talladega. Oh, my God.
You never seen that one?
No, I mean, I fell out of
watching... Well, you're not a Will Ferrell fan.
I fell out of watching Will Ferrell. The most recent Will Ferrell movies, and it was... I thought it was pretty good. What is it? Daddy's Home?
Daddy's
right?
Home. Yeah.
And then there's Daddy's Home, too.
I haven't seen.
So Daddy's,
yeah, those
Daddy's,
are both real good.
Daddy's Home premise is just that Will Ferrell marries his mom and is taking care of these, like, his stepkids.
It's good.
But their real dad is Mark Wahlberg. So he comes in and he's trying to compete with this, like, buff-looking, tough guy, Mark Wahlberg, and he's kind of this nerdy Will Ferrell guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's pretty fun. And then you get into the second one.
And they become friends and they're, like, co-parenting together. And then the second one, yeah, like...
You have their parents come in, which Will Ferrell's dad is John Lithgow. And then Mark Wahlberg's dad is Mel Gibson.
And yeah, and they're both these badass guys. He's that guy's raising your kids. Yeah.
I've never seen those
ones. Some of the comedy they have in is great. And then one of the best parts of it is Mark Wahlberg ends up getting with another girl, mm-hmm. and she has a daughter. So he's stepdad to that daughter.
Yeah.
And that guy's dad... is John Cena.
Yeah. And he's a badass.
So he's like, Mark Wahlberg's like, how do I compare to John Cena? And John Cena's the new big badass guy.
Yeah.
So there's some really good moments that they have throughout those movies. Yeah. So I like those ones. But a lot of the other Will Ferrell movies I've watched, I know you didn't like the other guys.
I really like the other guys.
I gave it a shot.
Well, we only watched 10 minutes of it.
I watched until the bushes.
Yeah. we watched the prelogue,
I guess.
Yeah. It's really good. But I will say, I think one of the funniest parts of that movie isn't a prelogue when Samuel
prologue
when Samuel Jackson like is yelling at them because they want to join the team and they're laughing at them together The Rock and Samuel Jackson they're like the crew but like, in the very beginning of the movie they like there's this part where they just look at each other and they had to jump off this roof and then they jump off the roof and they hit the ground and they die and they're out of the movie.
They were the best part of the movie. And then they die, and I'm like, I don't want to watch this anymore. Eric, what do you think? Yeah, I was watching that. So we watched Friends.
A movie that I watched with Eric that you had me watch, I haven't watched it since, was so funny. Was that ice skating, the figure skating one?
Oh, yeah.
Blades of Glory.
I thought that was so funny, too, man. That was so funny.
He was like a badass ice skater.
Yeah.
That's a Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah. So what Will Ferrell movies, did you watch like Anchorman? You didn't like that?
Old School.
I think I watched Old School.
Old School is so funny.
One, right? Was he a main character of that? I don't remember.
He was, but I guess more the like Adam McKay.
I haven't seen Talladega Nights. I think I tried watching Elf and I didn't really finish Elf.
Elf is good.
It's a John Favreau movie.
Elf is good.
I never watched Blades of Glory. I never watched Talladega Nights. I tried other guys, didn't make it through
you
that.
Did you watch Anchorman though?
I think so. I remember parts of it. I remember something about a lamp. I remember like an alleyway fight or something.
No, they had the news team fights.
Is there like a gorilla? Is that an Anchorman
there's
two
a gorilla
or something? I don't know. I remember parts and things, but I don't really remember.
It's one of those things where in Anchorman 2, the sequel, like it's just as good in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like, Anchorman 2 is so good. Or it's more of the same.
I bet you like Talladega Nights.
I remember really enjoying Steve Carell's character in Anchorman.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot.
Really? I thought he was the worst.
Really?
Yeah, I thought
he yells and shit.
I liked him. I didn't like Steve Carell in Bruce Almighty, but I liked Steve Carell in Evan Almighty.
Really?
Really?
That's really interesting.
Because it's the same character.
No, I know. But, yeah.
So, I don't know. I remember
Paul Rudd is great.
Bits and pieces.
And Anchorman. He has that cologne, like that Sex Panther cologne, but it smells awful.
I remember.
Have you ever seen a 40-year-old virgin with Steve Carell?
Yeah.
That one's really good.
I like
too.
That one.
That's in the same. Like,
I saw that with you at the Third Street House, and I never watched it since.
That was good.
Shane's favorite is Heavyweights, isn't it?
Oh, I love Heavyweights.
Heavyweights is so good. Oh, and I can't believe I kind of forgot about Ben Stiller. But yeah,
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball is one of my favorite movies ever. comedies and the Heavyweights, dude. Just yelling at these fat kids.
Damn it! What is it?
He's going down the aisle.
Meet the
Fockers. Along Came Polly.
Is that Along Came Polly? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Along Came Polly.
Yeah.
That's funny, yeah.
Yes, that one was good. I guess Meet the Parents or Meet the Fockers.
I love Meet the Parents. And Meet the Fockers is
I think just as good. The third one isn't too great.
Zoolanders is funny.
There's a third one?
Yeah.
There's a third one.
It wasn't that good. But the first and second are really good.
I think I've seen the first Zoolander.
I haven't seen Zoolander at all. I haven't seen it. Yeah, and I heard the second one was really funny too. I haven't seen it either.
I think a great comedy was Mystery Men.
Oh, yeah. Mystery Men. That movie's so good.
I haven't seen that.
I mean, I feel like it was in the style of like Doom Patrol and The Boys like 10 years before that stuff happened, you know? So maybe it would hit harder if you watch it before you watch those things.
Maybe.
But it's still so good.
Rick, you haven't seen that either, right?
Dude,
Bojangles reminded me. Like Adam Sandler's early movies, like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
I've never really liked Adam Sandler.
I love it. I mean, I don't like
him. Have you seen him as a dramatic actor?
No.
He's good. Like he has a new thing, doesn't he? What's his new thing?
I mean, every time he does a dramatic role, he like wins an award.
Yeah.
People are like, why don't we just do this all the time? He's like, I like doing comedies. And no one likes his comedies.
Yeah.
It's like 12-year-olds. But like the Meyerowitz stories, which is him, Ben Stiller, and Dustin Hoffman. It's on Netflix.
It was Uncut Gems. That's what people
Uncut
were saying.
People are saying Uncut Gems. There was Punch Drunk Love, which was
that one was good.
That was weird. I remember watching that as a kid. Wasn't that one that was kind of like jumbled a bit or something?
Waterboy. Yeah. I love Waterboy.
I remember being confused or something when I watched Punch Drunk Love and I was younger.
I love Happy Gilmore, yeah. Billy Madison, Waterboy. All that stuff was
good.
And
Rain Over Me. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, well. You'll actually like this tidbit. In it, he plays someone with post-traumatic stress, and his family was actually killed in the 9/11 incident.
Yeah, I remember hearing about
that. And dealing with his grief, his best friend from college get together, and he's trying to help him get over it, and they play Shadow of the Colossus together. Mm-hmm.
And what? That's the movie?
Yeah, it's a movie, but yeah, he was incredible in that role.
So what's it called?
Rain Over Me. Like Don Cheadle is his friend.
Huh.
Yeah.
Keep thinking of Rain of Fire.
Yeah, like Billy Madison... Oh, my God.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore.
Like, that's so quotable.
Big Daddy.
Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy, dude. That's why I started putting newspapers over things that spill.
Big Daddy.
It was that movie. And, when people like hurt themselves, I laugh. It's because of that movie. When I used to go to the park just to watch the rollerbladers fall down.
Yeah. I don't...
And
what was that? There was one
50
movie.
50 First Dates. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like that one,
50 First Dates is the shit, dude.
Click. Click is good.
Click is really good. That's just good. It's funny, and it makes you cry almost.
Christopher Walken's so good in that.
And fucking, what's his name? 80s actor, Stranger Things, played Bob.
Sean Astin.
He's amazing. He wears Speedos.
Oh, 50 First Dates. Yeah.
That was Click.
Oh, Click.
Sean Astin. Yep. Okay. He marries Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, he's in Speedos and he flips him off.
I thought you were talking about fucking
not Rob Schneider.
50 First Dates. He's in that too.
Oh, okay.
Is he?
He's the brother.
Yeah,
they filmed that in Hawaii.
And
actually,
Dan Aykroyd.
I went and saw like where they had, like that ranch that I went to. They had a set still of 50 First Dates. Like, holy shit, I remember this.
Really?
This is like the bar that they would go to every day.
He was like a tough guy, like with a lisp or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Rick, have you ever seen Billy Madison?
Today, Junior.
I think we have to watch
The Poop on the Porch right now.
No, you've seen that. You've shown him that a million times.
You had to have.
But no.
Well,
Don't put it out with your boots.
Did you guys watch?
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
Did you guys watch The Cobbler?
I've seen The Cobbler.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I thought it was an interesting premise, but it felt like it was the beginning of a good story.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I don't know. It fucking turned and became like a... I don't know. But
it felt like it was like an origin for like what would be a really good story later.
I guess.
But they never got there.
Yeah, when I got to the end of that movie, I was like, what the shit was that?
Yeah. It is very weird. It's an interesting movie.
An interesting tidbit about...
Little Nicky.
Little Nicky, yeah. I used to watch out of that. But Billy Madison, so it's like, it was like his first movie. So there's this part where they're playing dodgeball on a playground. He has to go back and graduate high school. He starts in the first grade.
I've seen that scene.
And they're playing dodgeball. Well, he didn't know anything because he wasn't... This is like his first movie. So they were like beaming the ball at these little kids in the face.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know better.
Like on set. Like
And they were crying and shit. He's like, yeah, we didn't know. So it just kind of... I just learned
Dude,
that.
The love interest in that is the woman that plays Sonya Blade in the first Mortal Kombat.
No, oh, damn,
it
yeah.
Is.
It is.
Yeah. The teacher.
The mm-hmm. teacher.
Good job.
Yeah. Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Chris Farley was so good in that.
I never had an interest in, was it Jack and Jill?
No. Any of the new stuff. I mean, anything I've ever seen, I'm just like, eh.
Grown Ups 2.
He's having a good time making a movie with friends and making millions of dollars on Netflix. Yeah.
I don't think I watched Grown Ups 2. I watched Grown Ups 1. I had fun with that
one. My favorite thing about Grown Ups 2 is a group of friends dedicated a podcast called The Worst Idea Ever Made.
Yeah.
And they watched it every week for a year.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. It wasn't that good.
I love that podcast.
Do you guys ever, it was on his new special, but did you hear Adam Sandler's tribute to Chris Farley? He wrote a song. It's fucking great. It's hilarious.
Really?
It's emotional.
I've heard Adam Sandler.
And there's a part
songs.
On there where he's like, he's singing like, if you were still alive, we'd probably right now be filming Grown Ups 3, you know? Because that was like a SNL group and they had, he had passed away. So they got Kevin James, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, check that out because it's really good. It's a great, that's one of his things. Like, I used to have his old records where he had songs and stuff. You know?
And the Hanukkah song.
Yeah.
Hanukkah song, yeah.
And SNL, he had the Lunch Lady Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah, and that was Chris Farley.
Sloppy Joe. No, that was
Chris
great.
Farley on the bus.
I turn this damn bus around. She's so red.
Turned so red.
Dude, that guy lived life, man.
He turned so fucking red. My friends, I used to watch it all the time, bro.
Have you guys seen, it's on Netflix. I want to say it's called Murder Mystery. Have you seen that? It's
him and Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler. And it's,
I heard it made a lot of money. I just haven't seen it.
It's actually not too bad. Mm-hmm. I had fun. Me and Melanie watched it. We had fun watching it. It was a fun little movie.
Yeah.
I'm also forgetting when it comes to these comedies, like Tommy Boy.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys ever
Black
see
Sheep?
Did you ever watch Dirty Work?
No.
No, I haven't seen Dirty
You've
Work.
You've never seen Dirty Work.
I love
Beverly Hills
Ninja.
Dirty Work, right?
No.
Isn't that
really?
Which one's
no,
that?
I think so,
it's
no.
The one with
Dirty Jobs.
Norm MacDonald.
Oh.
And the
is
guy from
they,
the Howard Stern show.
Is that when they're trying to rob him?
No, they
dirty money.
Norm MacDonald is he's great at taking revenge on people, and they open a he has no money. They open a business where you can hire him to take revenge on people. It's so fucking good, man.
Seen it,
you guys
no.
have never seen Dirty Work?
Wait
shit.
A minute, it has that guy. Yeah, I have seen that with
yeah,
you.
It's
you
so
have me.
Funny,
yeah,
funny. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. I can't believe I forgot about that.
As good as Beverly Hills Ninja, Eric. I know you love Beverly
love,
Hills Ninja.
Yeah, I love Beverly Hills Ninja.
Another one of my favorite movies ever. My me and Gus, it was one of my favorite movies growing up. And then some of my cousins, we got into it. It's called Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I love Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
I used to quote the hell out of that movie. I saw it in theaters.
Was Chris Rock in Beverly Hills Ninja?
Yeah.
Is that who he was training?
Yeah, right? Well, he's his driver, I think, or something.
Something like, he was in,
yeah,
right?
And then he's the one that's does the palm tree thing at the end, you know?
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Whoa. I was
and
trying
at
to
the
remember.
End, he's let me tell you about the legend, the great black ninja.
I was trying to remember, was that Chris Rock? Was he in that movie?
Yeah, he was in that
it's
movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
And they had Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat, once
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
He's in these things. Liu Kang was in there.
Liu Kang, man. He was great. And he was so great whenever Chris Farley would go in to do something, and then there's Liu Kang doing all of it, and then he's like, oh,
yeah.
Whoa, I did it.
You know, I love the climax in the movie where he finally becomes the great ninja.
Yeah.
And at one point, the split's great, but I love that, it looks like he's behind a really thin pole, and there's just a big gut hanging out.
Yeah.
And the guy shoots the gut, and a broom falls down. And it's a big pillow, and he's like, ha 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 ha.
I haven't seen it.
It's so good.
It's so funny.
It's so
funny. It's a great movie. I love that movie.
What
it's
the
so
hell
fun.
Is that movie I love Whew. So much?
What?
With Billy Bob Thornton and a little kid.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa's
is so.
Funny.
I fucking love that. Have you
very
seen Bad
inappropriate,
Santa?
But so
it's
funny.
So inappropriate. I usually don't like inappropriate funny stuff.
I'm aware of
that
it.
One's
I don't know if
special,
but this is so funny. Remember when?
I know, man. It's all so good. It had Bernie Mac in it. It had so many good people in
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Oh
man, God, Bad Santa.
A lot of good comedy. I can't. Can I put that in my top five?
There's our top five comedies. Right? We've answered the question now.
But we didn't mention The Big Lebowski, Airplane, Monty Python and the Holy
Grail.
I love
The Big Lebowski.
I actually haven't seen Airplane.
I love The Big Lebowski, but a Coen Brother movie, I put that in its own genre. I don't even call it a comedy.
Mm.
But apparently there was a trailer or something for a sequel to The Big Lebowski.
Really?
Yeah. About Jesus.
I've seen... Oh,
Nobody Fuck With Jesus.
I saw something about that.
Yeah.
I think I've seen most of The Big Lebowski.
I love that movie.
I don't know. It was weird.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop? I guess that is a comedy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dude, it wasn't gonna be. That was gonna be an action movie with Sylvester Stallone or something.
Instead, he made Cobra,
and then it gave Eddie Murphy a chance to be this comedy action star.
Yeah,
and they were great.
It's hard
them.
To look at as just a comedy. I look as more of an action comedy, I guess.
Yeah,
so good.
With action comedies, maybe one of the movies that made me laugh the most was The Rundown. The rundown. I laughed so much.
Rundown is amazing. Rundown. I love the Rundown, dude.
Establish dominance.
It's just a cool.
Establish dominance.
It's a cool adventure movie too. Yeah, I mean,
fierce gaze.
I've never seen Pineapple Express.
I haven't seen that either.
It's good.
Do you want to get into some questions?
Sure. Sure. Let's answer questions now that we've given our top five comedies.
People have been redeeming them.
I have not seen Jay and Silent Bob reboot yet.
We're
going to put it on our movie reaction poll.
Is it out?
Yeah.
It's out.
Did it go to theaters? Didn't.
Oh, no. It had a small release, but he's like this whole last year, he's been taking it on a world tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I figured it would have like hit theaters somewhere.
It had like a limited release.
That makes me sad. I would have loved to have seen it in theaters, but okay.
I think it will come to theaters eventually. Am I right? I don't know.
What? Rush Hour. I can't believe we got Rush Hour.
Shit's different now these days, man.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, some of those, like, the action side of it I forget about. I just think of, like, comedies as comedies, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rush Hour would be the consequential action comedy for me.
Yeah.
Fucking love Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3.
Shanghai Noon.
Shanghai Noon.
Gosh, Shanghai Noon. Shanghai Nights.
Yep.
Noon's better, but Nights has these more memorable moments, I feel like.
It has fucking Peter Baelish is the best swordsman in the world.
Pretty much, yeah. One more.
What was his name in that?
Oh, shit.
Rathboner?
Rathbone.
What's the thing that they say when, like, she escaped using this in a rather risque deck of playing cards? You know, like, and then Owen's like, wow, you know? Like, he's by, like,
John Wayne's terrible cowboy name.
He's wide hurt.
All right. PBP boss Matt, where's Calvin for the podcast? Does that man have a cornea?
Nope. He was off last week and then he was sick today. So he's been here the last 3 days, but not today.
Yeah, he was here and he's gone now.
Yeah.
Chazzy Black Onyx, Shane, do you think that the Gears franchise should end after Gears 6 now that Rod Ferguson is leaving Coalition?
I knew about that, and no. I think a lot of people, like, you know, he's been with the Gears franchise since the very beginning. If I understand, his new position at Blizzard's pretty lucrative, so good for him. But so many people are involved in making a game. He was a director, but I'm sure Microsoft... We'll find that's like their number one first party studio right now, Coalition Games. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll find someone to fill the void. Gears 4 was amazing. It was a great soft reboot. 5, from what I understand, is even better. I'm sure 6, so they'll work it out.
Yeah, I think the God of War franchise proved that you can take out like the creative director and still make an amazing game.
Yeah, but that guy has been with it, I think, since the beginning, too, though. Yeah, because there's 1 and 2 with David Jaffe. 3 was the same guy as 4, I think.
Right.
But 4 is amazing. It might be the best one. So, but yeah, I think it'll be fine.
Damn it, Aaron. If Blind Wave was canon in Disney, which of the 5 of you would be a Disney princess?
God would definitely be a princess.
I mean, he can sing the best, so.
He's not here, so let's say him.
Singing is important, I feel like, for a Disney princess.
Yeah. And hair, so it can't be me then, right?
Cricket. Going to Cheesecake Factory for tonight's dinner. What are y'all's favorite cheesecake? I don't love cheesecake. But if I had to, I'd say like a turtle.
Huh?
Like it's like a chocolate caramel.
Yeah, chocolate caramel.
Eat a turtle.
Well, there's like raspberry with like just white chocolate flakes on there. It's really freaking good.
I do like berries.
It's pretty damn amazing.
Berries and chocolate. Something in mixing in those. Because normal cheesecake is not my favorite. Just like plain cheesecake, you know what I mean? It's like, eh. But
favorite?
Yeah.
I mean, there's this Oreo cheesecake there. It's amazing. I mean, you're not going to go wrong with cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. It's amazing.
Unless you get plain cheesecake.
Why the hell would you get plain cheesecake there?
Because it's wrong. See, you went wrong.
You went wrong.
You went wrong.
Go somewhere else.
It would still be good.
Huh?
It would just
you can't get wrong at the cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. You made a poor decision.
Yeah,
if you did that. No. That's on you.
Yeah.
Nuts. No nuts.
No.
If I go to a restaurant and I get something I don't like, that's on me. I made poor choices.
Aaron will have a bad experience of something. He'll eliminate a whole fucking food group.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Scorched earth on his choices.
He choked on a peanut, which is a legume, not a nut. He just counts all fucking nuts for the rest of his life.
Yeah. I went to Cheddar's, and I think it was me and Melanie. We got food, and neither of us liked it. Service wasn't that great. Nothing. Wasn't that we made a poor choice. Our poor choice
was going
to Cheddar's.
You guys are the two most pickiest people I know.
What?
Come on.
Problem.
Are they not?
Maybe you don't have any standards and you just ate one
there. No, that's not it.
He's certainly the most willing to complain.
Willing.
He's not. He's
very willing.
I'm just saying, if I'm going to a restaurant, depending on the price I'm paying for it, I expect different standards of food. And Cheddar's for the price did not meet the standard it should have.
Well, you picked the wrong thing.
Was it worse service?
You went there the wrong day, I guess. Well,
was it worse service than we got in that pizza shop in Chicago?
It was close.
The food was good there, though.
The food was damn good.
Which is fine. And that was the second waiter we had, right? Not the first waiter. Right? Because we went there twice.
Did we?
Right? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
There was someone in the beginning and their shift overlapped.
No, we only went there once.
Yeah, I think we only went there once.
Why am I thinking of the woman and I'm thinking of the guy who was
Thought when we were there, we actually had...
We called over that woman because the guy wasn't doing shit.
No.
I thought we had a woman, and then she had to leave.
We had a woman the whole time.
And then a guy took over. And the guy sucked.
The woman was amazing wherever she was.
Yeah. She took a picture. She was great.
I still remember.
I think we went a second time because I remember sitting over by the window and the wall in the corner. And then with him, I remember sitting in like the middle of the room. And I remember Notre Dame. We learned Notre Dame then. We didn't learn Notre Dame when Christopher Sean was there.
That's true.
There were two different times we went.
When Aaron complained about something, he's like...
We must have.
I only remember one table.
One table in the corner, but another time we were in the middle of the room.
I think we were all eating, and then Calvin was still eating, and it counted as a second time because it took so long.
I guess it was. But I remember Notre Dame was a different night than Christopher Sean was.
Mm. I guess I don't remember that.
Maybe sleep eating.
You went with us?
All right.
Very passionate about his complaints. But like, if he complained about something, he'll remember everything to the last detail, man. Yeah, I mean, it was a stormy night. Just everything.
I only remember stormy nights.
Babe? So I started watching Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, and my God, it's exciting, so thank you for that. And if you could recommend a live-action show, I would be grateful. Black Sails!
Black Sails is good.
Seriously.
The Boys. Good.
Breaking Bad.
The Boys. Umbrella Academy
is amazing.
I love that so far.
Mm-hmm. Really, just do yourself a favor and watch more anime.
Black Sails is the most important one. It's the one that most people haven't seen that they should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's so good and so underwatched, I would say that.
If you love just perfectly written dialogue, do that one.
A DX Striker, question for Rick. I know you said you were down on WWE, but have you checked out NXT in the past couple years? It's amazing. I've heard it's amazing. The only way I could watch it is subscribing to the WWE Network, and I refuse. So until there's another way I can watch it, I'm not going to watch it. Mm. But the XFL is coming back soon.
You keep saying that.
I need to look it up.
I don't know what it is. That's not going to be good. What is that again?
It's football.
It's Vince McMahon's football league.
It's just football, but Vince McMahon.
The rules are different.
What's the difference?
They're going to be different. They're going to be better than they were last time.
Is it like NFL Blitz? Because I love that game.
Well, it was like supposed to be that, but it was kind of mainly just NFL minor league, kind of.
Okay. I thought it was going to be like NFL, but everybody can take steroids. Like there's no limit, you know? You just have monsters running each other, taking each other's heads off.
So like, for example, instead of a kickoff, there were scrambles.
Okay.
Kind of like in rugby.
Rugby.
What other rules were there? I feel like it wasn't 10 yards for a down. It was something else. But I can't remember what it was.
Something.
I thought it was too, because it's that way. It's faster paced a little bit.
Shit! This Saturday is the first week of games.
Really?
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Man, all right.
Where at?
Well, so
do you watch it online or something or what?
I have no idea. Let me try to figure out. But here's some of the names of the teams, which I feel like is exciting. There are I'm trying to see like what state there are, but there are the Sea Dragons.
Mm.
Versus the DC Defenders.
Okay.
They're probably from West Virginia.
The LA Wildcats versus the Houston Roughnecks.
Roughnecks?
Yeah. Wait, all these have their cities except for the Sea Dragons?
Maybe it's Seattle.
I'm a Harry Stamford on that
Seattle
team.
Seattle Dragons?
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be the Seattle Dragons.
So far, you're like LA, DC, Houston. I'm like, these are all cities, Rick.
I'm not sure what city is TB.
Determined.
Yeah.
What?
I was thinking of Arrested Development.
The Vipers. The New York Guardians, the STL, St. Louis Battlehawks,
Tampa
and
Bay,
and the Dallas Renegades.
So, like, what sets? Why would someone watch that and not
football?
NFL.
American's favorite game is evolving. That means less stall and more ball.
So less like
a faster plays. Pace of play and more action.
Okay.
Less commercials.
So here are.
So it's like football and soccer.
So there's a 25-second play clock.
Football is soccer. 20-second play clock.
Yep.
Like basketball.
Let's see what else there is here.
So like the play can only take 20 seconds. What does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a 25-second play clock instead of a 40-second one for the NFL.
Is there a play clock for the NFL?
Yeah.
It's like the... What? Okay.
In college. Well,
I know like there's like a clock where like you have to hike the ball, but I thought like once the play's going, you throw the ball, you run, you do what you got to do.
Well, no, I mean, if you run out of bounds, if you miss, you know, like...
No. There's so many things that happen that way it gets stopped.
A play clock is the time before the ball is snapped.
Okay.
So instead of having 40 seconds, you have 25 seconds.
Basketball has their play clock where, like, you get the ball for so long, and then you got to shoot, or else the other team gets the ball.
Yeah, you got to take in NFL, or just regular football, you got to take a timeout if you want an extended break, you know?
Well, yeah, I know that. You only get so long for that.
Mm-hmm.
But the play clock, to me, I was thinking of the basketball version.
Yeah.
So when he was saying that, I'm like, wait, so when you start throwing the ball, you only got 20 seconds to get it to the end zone?
After a touchdown, there's no point after kicks anymore. You have the option of running a play from the 2, 5, or 10-yard line worth 1, 2, or 3 points respectively.
2, 5, or 10.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, there's a bunch of rule changes.
Okay.
Something called a double forward pass.
I thought it was... You just need to, like, if you're going to change it up, you got to, like, fucking have them add, like, weapons or something.
So, Rick...
Or start, like, Stone Cold Stunner, like, out there on the field?
Yeah, well, no, I just mean, like, you know, like, it's football... But they have, like, pads, swords, and shields.
Rick, how often do you watch NFL?
Never.
So you're going to watch this, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm just excited that it's happening.
Okay.
That it's a thing.
Yeah.
All right.
And that it's going to fail in this year, and maybe it'll bring WWE down with it.
You think there's an alternate reality where Vince McMahon is president?
Of what?
Of the United States?
And what is that like?
I mean, it can't be worse than... Never mind.
Well, I'm sure bodybuilding would be the national sport.
Yeah.
Instead of baseball.
Sure.
I'm sure rich people would get tax breaks.
I mean, anything's possible at this point, so you never know.
Yeah. All right.
What's the next question, Rick?
So excited.
You're not watching it. So excited. I'm not going to watch it.
There's only four teams, it looks like, too.
You named like eight.
Did I?
Yeah.
Like Dragons.
I thought there was like eight. There's like four East, four West, I thought.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's see. Having watched the quality of the teaser for the new Marvel Studios shows in Disney Plus, are you now excited for the Marvel's What If? I think this is probably the show with the biggest potential overall. A Marvel Zombies episode, a Hydra version of Steve Rogers, an alternative ending for Tony Stark. The possibilities are endless.
No, I was excited about that when we talked about
it. Yeah, that's the cartoon one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like different versions of whatever. So, yeah. No, I think that's going to be cool.
No, I think it'll be cool. Like, I don't know. I was going to say maybe I'm less hyped because it is animated, but I love animated stuff. It's just like there'll be alternate stories, so I won't feel like I'm getting a bigger picture thing, but just really cool stories. Yeah, I'm pretty hyped for it. Yeah.
All right, last one, and then to bits and donations. Mm-hmm. Any update on the future themed podcast? So video game.
What we're doing right now is trying to consolidate and perfect our schedule and the stuff we already commit to.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we're in a process.
Then we'll get to it.
Yeah, we're in a process of planning those two other theme podcasts.
But yeah, again, we're in the. It's sooner rather than later is what our idea is.
This year.
It will be this year.
For sure.
Thank God we're at the beginning of the year. No, it will be this year.
Hashtag soon. All right. Alicia has us resubscribed for 21 months.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you.
Gorgon Fish, 11 months. Did any of you have a secret base or meeting spot as a kid? Yeah, I had one. I inherited it. It was at my nanny's house, and it used to be my uncle's. And she had like this little tiny section of woods that divided her property with another. And, like, all the briars were, like, tied together in a way that they grew in an arch.
Mm.
Like, you would walk in there, and then there was, like, a treehouse place, and it had a hidden, like, tunnel that you could escape in.
Oh,
stuff
that's
like
cool.
That. It was pretty cool.
Hmm.
Yes, I have.
I had like a little cave in our woods.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a cave, but it was like a rocky outlook with a stream going down it. Yeah. And it went in like maybe the size of this table, you know?
Yeah. Like we had like a cave, but we didn't have a cavern.
Yeah.
Which that was cool. I remember that. I think Rick's seen our cave before, but
I remember that.
I don't remember any like meeting places or anything really, but I did have in my closet in my bedroom, like I think my house was the only one that had a hole in the closet where you could lift up this board and you could go into the crawl space under the house.
Yeah.
And I always remember like making sure that that was set up and ready so that if anyone like invaded our house, I could escape.
You leave your family.
Well, like I'd go around and be able to save.
Do you have that now?
No.
Okay.
But I have a door in my room.
Hmm.
So I can go at that door, come back around.
We had a thing called the rock cabin, which was just, we just got rocks from the creek bed and brought it up like up the hill. Started making a wall, and it was pretty, like, it was like, you know, up this high. And my cousin Leanne, like, would always, like, she'd want to play house in it. So she had a broom, and she'd be sweeping it, but it was dirt, you know? She was like, it's just so dirty. I just remember thinking, like, you dumb shit. It's never going to get clean. She's all the leaves
You're
are
sweeping
gone.
Sweeping dirt. Yeah.
Rock cabin.
Chosen Jason for 13 months.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Agent J for 16 months.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you very much.
Helding 200 Bits. Hey, crew, just coming in with a weekly loving. I'm really tired after work today, so I'll catch the podcast on YouTube.
Thank you.
Well. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Thank you.
Kimbrel, 14 months.
Thank you, Kimbrel. Thank you.
Top Screen, 100 bits.
Thank you, Top Screen.
Woo. Thank you, Top Screen.
Snowy, 25 months.
Thank you, Woo. Snowy.
Thank you, Snowy.
Cricket, 7 months.
Thank you, Cricket.
Thank you, Cricket.
Dapper Darius, 23 months. I just watched Chernobyl with you guys. I know I'm late, but I want to say I'm a changed man after that.
Chernobyl.
Great reaction, boys.
Wrong. Did you see Chernobyl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Chernobyl's so good.
So good.
I mean, it's terrible, but it was a good show.
Yeah.
Splatoony Looney, 100 bits. Get some mayo on that pizza, guys.
Mayo and
pepper, man.
I used to make Philly cheese pizza and put mayo in it, and it was really good.
Yeah, you know, boys? Mayo was good.
I remember kids at high school, they would like get ranch and dip their pizza in ranch. Did you guys ever do that?
Yeah, I've done that.
What's the weirdest thing you ever put on pizza?
We've had this conversation, but go on.
I don't know, fucking cottage cheese. Keep going.
Cottage cheese, really?
No.
Mine's probably banana.
Yeah.
From Doug.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa, damn. Cody Eldis gifted it.
Bastin or Bastein has subscribed for 6 months.
Bastein.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
G Paul tipped $5. What's your favorite show that you haven't reacted to on the channel? Mine would be the first season of True Detective, The Sopranos, Deadwood, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Parks and Rec, The Office, Sons of Anarchy, and Mindhunter. Yeah. Berserk.
For me, it might be the first season of True Detective as well. Mad Men. There's quite a few.
Fringe, Lost. Maybe The Office. I love The Office.
Yeah, I've seen all those. That hasn't been mentioned. White Collar is great.
Yeah, I heard that was amazing.
It has Matthew Bomer.
Matthew Bomer.
Mm.
Has him in it. It's a really good series, too. I like that one a lot.
Madge Brandt has resubscribed for 25 months.
Maybe This Is Us.
Thank you, Madge.
This Is Us is one I haven't
He
really
also redeemed
to.
A slap, but no. some, for some reason I got put under here, so remember to... For Eric to slap Aaron in case it's not specified later on.
I'll try.
Cookie subscribed.
Cookies.
Thank you.
Right Lock, 8 months. Did you guys hear the new updates about the live action One Piece adaptation? Big budget.
Nope, I have not.
No.
I haven't watched One Piece. I haven't looked up One Piece updates.
Ian93. 25 months resubscribed.
Thank you.
One of these days, Hook will make the commentary poll. I was so sad the week that it was so close.
Yeah.
One day.
You just gotta fucking do some of this shit, dog.
Skinner, 11 months.
Thank you, Skinner.
Thank you, Skinner.
See Double for the first time.
Okay, what?
Thank you.
C-Double has subscribed CW. For the first time.
Oh,
first
I said C-Double for the first time.
C-Double.
He said C-Double for the first time. What are they seeing double of?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, C-Double.
Claytopia, 100 bits, and another 100 bits saying, love you guys so much. Keep being awesome.
Thank you very much.
Dip, 25 months at tier 2. Damn, I'm late. Super busy this week. My cousin's getting married in 2 days. Might miss tomorrow's stream. Well, have fun tomorrow. Hope Shane will be there this time.
Yes.
I'll be there.
We're doing rock band.
Some rock band going on, guys. Make sure you're here tomorrow at 3 p.m. We're doing rock band. It'll be fun.
Tintin Who, 400 bits. And another 20 bits.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tintin.
BCO subscribed for the first time.
Thank you, BCO.
Thank you.
Cody L gifted 1,500 bits and 10 subs saying, I hope you guys are having a great week. Can't wait for WaveCon to roll around. Should be a blast. Also, still waiting for Fringe to pop up.
Yeah, yes. Thank you, Cody.
WaveCon's close, guys. June. Doo-doo-doo.
And finally, Ray Merrick has subscribed for the first time.
Oh, thank you, Ray.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, gosh.
Ray?
He's slimed, Ray.
All right, we have redemptions. I'll do Eric's first because I know he's on the timetable.
Yep.
Chazzy Black Onyx, Eric slap Aaron for not embracing Bebo.
Fuck Bebo.
Dang. Mashbrat, Eric slap Aaron for slap a baldy day.
What? Aww. Why is this a thing? I'm not even bald. Look, hair. What?
You dead eyes.
He looks at you so defiantly, doesn't he?
Fucking do it.
Do it, bitch.
That time you were like this, Shane. You were like this, and then you went like this, and I went.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
All right, Eric is done.
Okay.
Hatch, Rick slap Aaron for lag issues.
I get blamed for things I don't do.
I gotta stay for this.
Oh. And I never get credit for the things I do.
Night Owl, Lenny, Rick slap Shane. It's been a long time since I've slapped Shane. Good. Long time.
Think about all the pain he's caused.
Wait. Oh,
gosh. Oh, man.
I want to enjoy it.
Bex, Aaron slapped Shane because someone tried to redeem a slap from Shane to you.
Guys, I gotta go. We'll see you next time.
Oh, dude.
Yep, I gotta go. I'll see you guys.
It's 4:58.
See ya.
Ian, the slain Shap. Slap Aaron for Hook still not winning. Bangarang!
I want to watch Hook. I love Hook. Oh, jeez.
Weedzel to Aaron for complaining. Oh, this is sit-ups, Aaron. For complaining too much about food places.
Huh?
So you have...
My standards? Because my standards?
I have squats from Tucker. Shane can't do push-ups because he's injured. He is injured.
My anterior right deltoid and my medial left deltoid.
All right, and I have squats from Tucker.
Shut your mouth, woman. I'll beat you. Motherfucker.
My favorite thing of the week on the gear stream is now Shane gets some of the exercises as well. So I only had like 50 squats. It was nothing. I was cackling the whole time.
I lost count.
All right, let me do my squats and then we're done.
All right.
Lower my standards.
What? Nothing. Something about your hair flying around.
My hair is going all over the place. All right, guys. So while Rick finishes up with that, make sure you guys come back tomorrow. We'll be doing Rock Band. I don't know if Calvin will be back. Hopefully he is. He was sick today, but...
He's got sore throat, so he's probably not singing.
I don't know. But we'll be here, Shane, Rick, Eric, doing Rock Band again. I don't know the next time we'll do Rock Band, so make sure you guys, if you want to watch it, try to tune in live because things got muted last time.
We have barbell swag.
So that should be it. Bye, everybody.
Bye,
have
everybody.
A good one.
Thank
See
you for
you
being
tomorrow.
Here. We appreciate it, guys.